yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. In this training, I'm going to show you the three-step outline that I use to help yoga teachers design their very first online course in 30 days. And I want to be really clear about what I mean by that. I'm talking about a complete course that is ready to sell, not a vague idea in your head, not a half-written outline sitting in a Google Doc, and not something that you've been overthinking for 6 months whilst telling yourself that you're not ready yet. Now, I've broken this down into three core steps, and these steps are the same steps that I teach inside my programs to help yoga teachers move from I know I want to teach online to I actually have an offer that people can buy. So I've helped over 20,000 yoga teachers build online businesses, and the biggest thing that stops them is not a lack of knowledge, it's not a lack of certification, and it's not even a lack of confidence in their teaching. It's getting paralyzed by trying to make their course perfect before they've even tested whether people want it. So if you've been stuck at the idea stage, or you've been circling around your course creation without ever committing to something concrete, this training is going to give you a clear way forward. In case we haven't met yet, my name is Kelly McHugh. I'm the founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I've generated over $2 million building my online business. What I've learned over the years is that the yoga teachers who succeed online are the ones who use a simple framework to get their online course created quickly, validated properly, and then structured in a way that gets their students results. So in this training, I'm breaking down that framework step by step. Let's get into it. The first step in creating your online course is building your unique framework. And this is where most yoga teachers go wrong right from the start. What tends to happen is that yoga teachers think about everything that they know, everything that they've ever learned, and everything that they could possibly teach inside their course. And then they try to package all of that into one course. The result is usually a collection of classes or themes or ideas that feel meaningful to you, but don't clearly communicate why someone should buy the course or what outcome they're actually going to get. Now, a course is not a library of classes. A course is a transformation. Your unique framework is the thing that takes someone from point A, where they are right now, to point B, where they want to be. And without that A to B journey, your course will always feel a bit vague, even if the teaching itself is beautiful. So the first question that you need to answer is not, what do I want to teach? It's, what does my student want to walk away with after being in this course? And the outcome, it might be physical, it might be emotional, mental, or lifestyle based. It could be things like feeling calmer in their body, sleeping better, reducing pain, rebuilding strength, feeling confident again after burnout, or finally having a consistent practice that fits into their real life. So once you're clear on the outcome, your job is to design that journey. And inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, this is where I help our students, yoga teachers like you, take all of the ideas inside their heads and turn them into structured frameworks. Because most yoga teachers already have the wisdom and the knowledge, they just haven't organized it in a way that's teachable and repeatable and easy for someone else to follow. So there are two main approaches that I teach for naming your unique framework. And the first one is an acronym-based framework where each letter represents a phase or a principle or a focus area in the journey. This works really well if you like structure and clarity, and it helps students remember the process long after the course has finished. The second approach is the phased journey approach, where the course is broken into clear stages that build on each other. And this might look like foundations, expansion, integration, and embodiment, or awareness, regulation, consistency, and resilience. So this approach feels very natural for yoga teachers because it mirrors how we already teach in person. Neither is better than the other. What matters is that your framework clearly communicates progression and that your students should be able to look at your course and immediately understand where they are starting and where they are going to end up and why your approach makes sense for getting them there. So this framework is also what differentiates your course from every other yoga course out there. And two teachers might teach similar practices, but no one has your exact lens and sequencing and emphasis and lived experience. So the framework is how that difference becomes visible. And once you've created your framework, you're not guessing anymore. Okay, you have a clear map, and that map is really what allows you to move into step two without second guessing yourself. So step two is validation, and this is where I want to slow things down a bit because validation is often misunderstood and forgotten. There's a difference between research and validation. So research is gathering information, and validation is confirming demand. Things like DM audits or comment audits or story polls are research tools, and they help you to understand your audience, how they talk about their problem and what they've tried before and what they care about the most. So that information is incredibly valuable and you should absolutely use it. But the real validation happens when you have conversations. So inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, one of the core validation tools that we use is course calls. And there's a reason for that. When you get on a call with someone and you walk them through your idea in a very structured way and you ask the right questions, you learn things that you will never get from a poll or a question box. You can hear where they light up, where they hesitate, what they ask you, and what they're secretly hoping you'll say. And also, you get to test whether your framework makes sense to someone who is not inside your head. So a course call is not a sales call in the traditional sense. It's really a guided conversation where you're exploring the problem, you're reflecting it back to them, and then you're sharing how your proposed framework could help them. So at the end of that call, you walk away with clarity. Another powerful form of validation, if you already have a warm community, is pre-selling to founding members. So this could look like inviting a small group of students into a beta version of your online course and positioning it as the first iteration and offering live support whilst you build it. So you're not pretending that it's finished, you're inviting people into the creation process with you. And if people are willing to say yes at that stage, especially when it's not polished or automated in any way, that's one of the strongest signals that your course idea is solid. And of course, the clearest form of validation is selling. If people pay for it, they want it. So what's important to understand is that validation protects you and it gives you confidence. It stops you from spending weeks or months creating content that doesn't land. And it gives you the confidence when you move into step three, because now you're not building for a hypothetical student, you're building for a real person whose needs you understand deeply. By the time you reach step three, you've done two incredibly important things. You've created a clear, unique framework, and you've validated that people want your course. So that combination makes structuring your course much easier because the structure is now in service of the outcome, not the other way around. So this step is about designing a course that people actually complete. And this is the part that most people underestimate, even though it's the part that makes the biggest difference to your students and their results, and ultimately to the reputation of your course and your business. And this matters more now than it ever has. The online education space has changed dramatically over the years. It's become louder and it's become more automated, and people are surrounded, bombarded by content and watching videos on their own, listening to podcasts alone, scrolling alone. And so they're connected to thousands of people, but they don't necessarily feel seen by anyone. And because of that, trust is low. We are in a trust recession, and I've been talking about this now since the start of 2025. So when someone invests in an online course today, what they're really looking for is not just information. They're looking for an experience that feels human again. And they want to feel held inside the learning process, not left to figure it all out on their own. And so this is why structure is no longer about how you organize your videos. It's about the environment that you create around the learning. And the first piece of that environment is your community. Community has become the new classroom. Okay, so when people feel like they belong to something that feels alive, their behavior changes. They stop seeing themselves as someone trying to do the work, and they start identifying as someone who belongs there, who belongs in this process. Psychologically, we know that people are far more likely to complete something when they can see others moving alongside them. So community creates momentum. Students see others applying the lessons and doing the work and sharing wins and naming challenges, and that social reinforcement really keeps them engaged. So they integrate the material instead of just absorbing it. So community doesn't mean adding another Facebook group that you barely post in. It means designing interaction with intention, spaces where students can reflect and ask questions and support one another without you needing to be at the center of every conversation. So that might look like accountability pods or specific channels to discuss topics or virtual meetups. Now, your role as the teacher is really to facilitate this, design the container, set the tone, and define the values that keep the space aligned and supportive. And when that's done well, something powerful happens. Your students start leading each other, and your course begins to feel less like a program and more like a movement. Now, community also solves one of the biggest problems in online learning, which is the drop-off that often happens after the first couple of weeks. Now, when students know that someone will notice if they disappear, they're far more likely to stay engaged. So accountability creates completion. The second element that has become essential in modern course design is access and mentorship to you. Now, in the early days of online courses, passive self-study was the norm. You could record everything once, upload it, and never touch it again. But we're no longer in that era. Today, everyone has access to information. What people crave is guidance. When someone joins your course, what they're really looking for is a sense of safety. They want to know that if they hit a wall, there is someone there who can help them to find their way through. And that emotional safety is what creates momentum. It allows people to keep going even when the work gets uncomfortable or life gets busy. And this is why access isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's a trust builder. It's what helps people say yes in the first place. Access doesn't mean constant one-to-one support. It's about presence and it's about rhythm. So creating intentional points of contact that remind your students that you're there and you're guiding the journey. That might be group calls or live check-ins or Q&A spaces. Even small moments of live access dramatically increases the perceived value because students feel supported rather than abandoned. And there's another layer to that that's often overlooked. When you're live with your students, you get to see exactly where they're struggling. You notice patterns and confusion points and questions that keep coming up. And that feedback loop allows you to refine your framework far faster than any survey ever could. And then we come to the third piece, which is implementation. So this is where transformation either happens or stalls. Most people don't fail to finish courses because they're lazy or unmotivated. They stop because implementation wasn't designed into the experience. They're given information, but not enough direction. Every step requires decision-making, and decision fatigue drains energy quickly. Implementation support bridges that gap. So it turns information into action and action into momentum. And when students are guided through a clear step-by-step process, when they can track their progress, they see how far they've come and celebrate the small wins along the way, their nervous system stays regulated and their motivation stays alive. So momentum builds belief, and belief builds results. This is why when you're structuring your course, it's helpful to think in terms of the finish line rather than modules. What does success look like at each stage of the journey? And how can you make that success visible and achievable? Implementation tools can be simple. Checklists, reflections, prompts, progress markers. And this is also where technology, especially AI, becomes incredibly powerful when it's used to enhance human support rather than replace it. So AI can help students stay on track between the calls. It can answer questions when you're offline. It can give personalized nudges that keep them moving forward. So inside our ecosystem, inside our programs, through Yogi Pro AI, this is exactly what we've built. Support systems that make programs feel alive, responsive, and personalized without requiring the teacher to be available 24/7. So imagine your students having access to guidance that speaks in your language, reflects your methodology, and reinforces your frameworks whenever they need it. When you combine that level of implementation support with live mentorship and a strong community, completion rates dramatically rise. Students finish and they get results and they talk about their experience. And that's what grows your business sustainably. Not more content, not more ads, but the reputation of being the teacher whose students complete what they start and walk away changed and transformed. So when you're designing your online course structure, don't just ask, what do I need to teach? Ask, how will my students feel supported whilst they apply this? Because courses that guide people through doing the work, not just understanding it, are the ones that will thrive as we move forward. And that's the future of online yoga education. So now you know the exact framework to design your first online yoga course in 30 days and how to validate it before you create it. But here's where most yoga teachers will get stuck. Once you have your course designed, you need people to actually buy it. And that means building a community and an email list of students who are excited about what you're offering. Go and check out another training that shows you the fastest way that yoga teachers can start growing a community and expanding their email list, even if you don't love social media or you feel awkward promoting yourself. Go and listen to that training now, and I will see you there. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.